היא בימי אחשוורוש. תאי בר אחשוורוש. אחשוורוש, זה מגילה, בחטא ועודם ראשון, צום הפרק. והיא בימי אחשוורוש, הוא אחשוורוש, המולך מאוד בבקוש. ביום ההם, כשבס המלך אחשוורוש, על כיסא מלכוסם. And the 3 years. Okay, who's Achashverosh? Her father-in-law, Belshazzar. Story is a very simple story. When Nebuchadnezzar walked out, conquered the base of Mikdash, he felt he conquered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And was a nevuah of 70 years. And it weren't quite clear what that 70 years, 70 years from the Golos Yochin, 70 years from this, 70 years from that, weren't sure. But 70 years passed, according to their cheshbon, Klai Yisrael didn't go back. Means they conquered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Belshazzar made a whole feast that they conquered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Daniel was at the feast, and right there he was struck dead on the spot. He had a son-in-law. Son-in-law was a stable boy. Belshazzar's daughter Vashti had fallen in love. So he became the son-in-law of the king, this simple guy. Now he's king. Now he makes a cheshbon. What's his cheshbon? 70 years ago, according to his cheshbon, same time that his whole malchus is being solidified. There are a lot of problems with his malchus now being solidified. 180 days of non-stop drinking. At the end of 180 days, for all the people in Shushan HaBira, he makes a feast. Can you turn the lights back on? And what is the Yain Malchus Rav Kiyad HaMelech? Eating, drinking, non-stop. Rashsioch hados ein ones. Now, what does it mean? The Gemara tells an interesting story. The Mordechai told him not to go to the feast. And, but when he saw they were going to the feast, he had to make sure at least the food was kosher. So, Mordechai was a Mashgiach Kashrus there. He was screaming, "You're not allowed to be here." Hashgos v'chay zohov, v'chaylim mekaylim shonim. Balkori will read that to the tune of Eicha. Why? Because they were the kaylim of the base. He brought out the kaylim of the base in Migdash. I can't get a Kaddish Baruch. Now, what normal, sensitive human being who the idea of a Chorban base in Migdash was strong in his mind could be there at a drunken feast when people getting drunk drinking from the kid on the bed? Makes no sense. The answer makes a lot of sense. Because once you get into a lifestyle that denies any aspect of Kedusha to the human being, and sitting, drinking, and eating non-stop for 180 days or 7 days, you lose any sensitivity to Kedusha. We can get drunk out of the candle with Beis HaMikdash. Oh, you can come over the hip to this, or long to this, to this, to that, to this, to that. Boy, okay, boy, preach the Chiligua, I can write a whole shtickle Torah. Forget that. There's a Chorban Beis HaMikdash. The candle with Beis HaMikdash. People, all the goyim, they're getting drunk, and you're getting drunk with them. How does it begin? When you lose any sense of Kedusha. And then once they're into drinking, they're into snus, every type of that. We can't get a Kodesh Baruch. My Malchus is good. Then he calls out Vashti. Now Vashti, he had no royal blood. The stupid Vashti fell in love with a stable boy. And he wants him a Vaisher. In a way, because it's a whole matzah of chilul anything. No? Goodbye, Vashti. Now, there's another parable story happening in the Megillah. People are very insensitive to it. And that is, how do human beings deal with human beings? That's part of what it means being a frum Jew. If you took at every human being, he's in the Shom, he's a Tzelem Elokim, so you can have an honest relationship. But if you're in a whole different matzah, your matzah is, I'm a goof, you're a goof, I'll use your goof for my goof, and that's it. There's no honest relationship. You don't care about another human being, you care about yourself. If such a matzah, Achash Rebbe stopped and said, listen, my whole mind, why am I king? It's because of this woman. And she chose me, and that's why I have this whole malchus. I owe her everything. No. That's a human relationship. A goof is a goof. Doesn't think about that. I don't think in those terms. That's one relationship between Achashverosh and Vashti. And then he doesn't know what to do. Muchan is Haman. Now Haman has a lot of Shalom bias problems. With Zeresh. If you go to the Megillah carefully, you'll see it. Yeah, the question is, who's running the house there? Haman and Zeresh. So what does Haman decide to do? Haman is a good manipulative individual. Everything gets manipulated around his covet and his power. So, figures if he'll tell Achashverosh to get rid of Vashti, they'll give him the power to stand up to Zeresh. Beautiful manipulation. You're dealing with human beings. See, everyone's twisting human beings. Achashverosh, calm down. Zocha is Vashti. Means he was so into his feasting, it's food, alcohol, smells. What's happening? Yeah, get rid of her. Get rid of her. He's a human being here. Human being, you owe everything to. Get rid of her. It doesn't fit into my plans right now. Haman, if I tell Achashverosh to get rid of her, I'll be able to come home and be a big man to my wife, Vashti. Everything's manipulation, everything's using human beings for your own power and your own tiber and your own cover. Yeshuhudi Ayabishabira. Shmuel Mordechai. Who's Mordechai? Omen is Hadassah. So she was a Yosoma, his cousin. The two shot him in the Gemara. Whether he adopted her or he married her. This is right after that. What do you see? It's a whole different type of human relationship. I care for you. You're a human being. Someone has to take care of you. Someone has to worry about you. Maybe even that's the basis of their marriage. Caring about another human being. Okay. Very clear contrast. Be sensitive to what Torah says, how exactly we deal with human beings, what it means that we're people with a neshama, and one tzelem u'kim and another tzelem u'kim. I have chashivas because I have a tzelem u'kim, and you have the same chashivas because you have the same tzelem u'kim. Torah told me to worry about you and to care about you. You have to worry about me and care about me. Not using and manipulating and killing just to. Okay, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged it that Achashverosh fell faster. Baruch Hu planning everything out. Achahad Bayom Mahim, something else happened. What's the relationship between Mordechai and Achashverosh and Esther? A little side story. Pitzon v'sheresh. Did Mordechai get anything out of it? At this point, he got nothing. Kadosh Baruch Hu set it up, knowing that if Mordechai would hear the story, he'd immediately make sure that these two people are out to get rid of Achashverosh, were dealt with. He was nothing in it for himself except to prevent the killing of the king. Nothing else. Total selfless act at that point. Years later, it came up. It's Mordechai. One human being, another human being. And everyone was bowing down to him. And there's one person who wouldn't bow. That's Mordechai. And the story goes on. So, we have here nine years later, after Esther becomes queen, the Gzeir against the Jews. Why? Because one Jew doesn't do something, all Jews are guilty. That's standard. Standard. Normal anti-Semitism and normal anti-religious Jews. Now, there's Xavier. Get rid of the Jews. Why get rid of the Jews? Two reasons. Mordechai's refusal to bow down to him interferes with his covet. You interfere with my covet, off with your head. Well, off, but you're interfering with me, my covet because you're a Jew. You represent something that has to be gotten rid of. A whole different way of dealing with human beings, dealing with everything we deal with. They're a danger. Because I'm this manipulative person who's out for my covet, for my tithe, and for my everything, and for my power in my house. Okay. So, now, he goes to Esther. And what does Esther say? I tell him, I'm going to get my head chopped off if I go into Ahasuerus. So, Mordechai tells us, Dem Hachreich Tachrishi Bleis Hazos. If you keep quiet. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save Klal Yisrael, he's going to save Klal Yisrael. Why do you think you are in your position? He says, "We all day lays kazosi dat namalas." You're in your position not because you're the most beautiful woman in the world. Maybe you may not be. A lot of other beautiful women. Why do you think Achashverosh fell for you? Because Achashverosh probably wanted you to be there. Who's running the world? Your title, your covet, your power, your what? Hashem is not in the world. Hashem put you there. He put you there for a reason. And if you don't fulfill that reason, someone else, Hashem will use somebody else to save Klal Yisrael. He's going to save Klal Yisrael from a different angle. So Esther had to make a cheshbon nefesh. What's good for me? Or not? Now, Esther's going in to Achashverosh. It's 50-50. You have a wild, irrational king who's been known just to get rid of his wife. Very moody. And more than that, she was a Nevi'ah. But somehow, in the past X amount of time, she was incapable of any Nevi'ah. So she says, Keli, Keli, lo mazavtoni. Baruch Mishwasi. She's going in. No Nevi'ah is coming to her. And Mordechai then said he had a Nevi'ah. He's putting a life on her. On the line to save Klal Yisrael. Because she understood. Now, compare that to all the other relationships on the other side. More Haman, Ahasuerus, Vashti. All in total manipulation. Take a look, and there's a simple reason. Who's the human being? A Chazal asks a question. What did Klal Yisrael do to deserve such a gzeira? And what the tshuva, and they didn't eat, there was a tzom for 3 days of tshuva and tefillah. What did they do to deserve it? What a favor that if something happens to Klal Yisrael, and such a gzeira, is an aveir of Klal Yisrael. These xavers don't happen to stop. So, shenenu misuda shel osar rosh, first one of our classes. They went to that suda. You think, just by acting like a goy, and being one with a goy, that's good for you? No. At the end of the day, what did Haman do? Haman saw Mordechai. Mordechai lo yichrav lo yishtachve. He's not bowing down. Why not? Haman understood why he's not bowing down. It's because he's a Jew who doesn't bow down. And he had a tzelem around. He had an avodah zarah hanging around his neck to force all the Jews to bow down. No. Mordechai has made a principle. Not finding his principle for anything. Mordechai lo yichrav, lo yishtachve. Not bowing down to anything. He has to get rid of the Jews. Don't think that just by adopting that goyish lifestyle, first that's also b'torah satzma, and the goyim are going to reject you for it. Now there's another thing that could have happened. I'll tell you. Last 2 weeks ago, I had to go to Hakamas Abatseva in Beit Shemesh, a Talmud of mine, unfortunately passed away. He's okay. So it was a very wide audience of people there. I'm standing there. So the person I hadn't seen, must have been 20 years, comes up to me. I look the way I look. I'm the representative of all Haredi Jews. And says, what about all these Haredim going to these chasnas now with Corona? I thought, I said, very good question. Why don't you ask me, what about all these Israelis going to Balfour Square, demonstrating 10,000 people every Motzei Shabbos in front of Netanyahu's house? That doesn't bother you. Did you see what happened on the promenade of Tel Aviv this past Shabbos yet? And what happened on the beaches? Why is it only what some Haredi Jews did? And apparently you have it in for them. You just have an excuse. There's a fundamental Goyisha lifestyle. And Klal Yisrael aren't supposed to be part of it. If there's a Mordechai who stands up for his principle, the guy will understand. It's because he's a Jew and he represents what Jews are supposed to be. You've got to get rid of all the Jews. Now let's just fast forward to the end of the Megillah. Rosh Baruch Hu arranges this whole thing. Get rid of their enemies, but Biza lo sholchu es yado. They didn't touch one piece of property. Why not? They're killing, and they may as well chop a right. The answer is no. Because there's a whole attitude change that happened to Klal Yisrael. They could have said, listen, Mordechai, you caused all the problems. Mordechai, if you had bowed down, we'd have no problems. It's a chilah. If something like this happened today, I can guarantee you, front page of everything will be, it's a chilah, Hashem. He's not bowing down. We can find a heter for it. There's a heter for everything if you really want it. And it's pekuach nefesh. Bow down. You don't think something like that would be? Front page of every Jewish, who knows what. Of course. But when Mordechai, why would Klal Yisrael say it? Just for that. They realized they'd made a fundamental error. A fundamental error. Of bowing down, going to the Suda, of everything. Now, at the end, how does the Megillah end? The tremendous simcha. Now there are two types of simchas, and that's where people don't understand the whole issue of alcohol and Purim. There are happy people who use alcohol to sort of increase that. And the depressed people who have to use alcohol as an escape get drunk. Very different. Very, very different. How do you know what it's what? So what did the Jewish people do? No. Mishte v'simcha matan. Mishlovach mona ufista v'yehim. Matan ufista v'yehim. You care only about yourself? Or you care about other people too? Achashverosh cared about one person only. Achashverosh. And what happened? Here's a Mordechai who saved his life, and there's a Haman who understands a manipulative individual. And Haman's trying to get rid of Mordechai, so I get rid of Haman. Vashti isn't doing what I want, get rid of Vashti. Everyone's manipulating, no one cares about anyone. Well, Haman has Shalom Bayis, well, what's interesting? And he called L'cholo ha'avav u'Zeresh Ishta, all the people who liked him and Zeresh's wife. Apparently Zeresh didn't like him. She was not one of the awful. Problems. Okay. How do I solve my Shalom Bias problems? Get rid of Vashti. Okay. Everyone manipulating and killing everyone just for their own. And Klal Yisrael got sucked into that whole twisted mentality. Tshuva means, no, we have a whole different way of relating. There's a poor person, there's a friend, I have to show friendship, I want to show an honest relationship. I give to my friends, I give to aniyim. And together with that, I have a simcha. There's a halacha. I quote this halacha every year before Purim. Rambam, is Rambam here? Is Rambam's man? Rambam says, okay. Now, well, for anyone who wanted alcohol, I'm sure you spent X amount of money on alcohol. Okay. The amount of money you spent on Shalach Monas. And Swiss Purim, the amount of money you spend on Matanos Lev Yonah. You have to spend more money on Matanos Lev Yonah and Rabban Paskins than in all the other mitzvahs combined. Why? Change simcha before. There's no greater simcha in this world. The hachis levim lolim. To make a downtrodden person feel good. You know what simcha is, says the Rambam? It's not the stupid getting drunk. And the Rambam adds, why? Because the greatest simcha, is the Rambam's mind there?
Alright,
he says, why is that so? The greatest simcha is a hachios levim lolim. Very simple. So what's true simcha? True simcha is when a person is mischaber and feels connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the real true simcha. And since the meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to worry about the tribe of people by imitating the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Hilchos Megillah. Amazing Rambam. Mutov Lada. The harbos from Matanus of Yonim, the harbos Sudosu Bishloch Monasaway. Why? Change some simcha gadolu mufara. There's no greater simcha and more glorified simcha. Samech lev aniyim yesomim valmonas vegeva. Shamasevech lev umlolim, someone who is Samech. Heart of downtrodden people, el domel shchina, is similar to the shchina, connects to the shchina. Shnei lahachrus ruach shvolim, lahachrus leiv mitoy. That is the difference between the beginning of the Megillah and the end of the Megillah. Beginning of the Megillah, how goyim have a simcha, they get drunk. Achilles, Shtiyas, knows everything, all the times. And the Jews who participated can do it with Mordechai as Mashgiach Kashrus too. But it's Osir. It's a Chiluk Dusha. It's people manipulating everyone for their own needs and that without any honest relationships. Not one telling one confronting it out of its own. It ends with the whole Chai Yisrael woke up. They didn't blame Mordechai. It's a Chil Hashem what you're doing. You're causing anti-Semitism. Everything. You can write, everyone has seen this. They can write it a million times. Okay. No. They understood they made a difference. So what's the simcha at the end? No mishtiv simcha. Shvach moros ishtu v'ehu matonos nevionim. The Rambam says the matonos nevionim is the top. Okay, every year when I collect for matonos nevionim, I have a serious problem. I tell people, I just repeat this, so give me, I have 10 shekel to give, I have 5 shekel to give, that's all. It's in, that's what their budget is. What's the budget for everything else? Unlimited budget. Okay. I'll say you have a good shot.